It's summertime, and that means festivals, lots of festivals. Pick a genre, and you'll probably be able to find it. But there's one event that boasts of a certain clientele that no other festival has. Beardos. Yes, friends, neighbors, music lovers, and beardos, it's time to gather once again as the Whispering Beard Folk Festival sets up camp. This time around, though, at Smale Park on the Ohio River, August 22nd through 24th. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. My guest is Casey Campbell, one of the organizers of this very unique event. Casey, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Whispering Beard, how long has this been around?
This will be our 12th year this coming festival. We started out on the west side of Cincinnati in 2008. So this is our fourth location over those 12 years.
I'm sorry, didn't you mean to say the best?
That's right. Well, the west side is the best side. We do all know that.
For those of you who don't know, Casey plays with a group called the Price Hill Hustle.
That's right.
Buffalo Wobbs and the Price Hill Hustle.
That's right.
So what is it that inspires the really cult-like devotion among your audience? People return year after year. They book their vacations around your date. They stay in contact with each other all year long. Oh, how did you create that vibe?
Well, it all created itself, I think. And I believe that's why it's been such a powerful kind of community to be a part of. Not only help, you know, organizing at times, but just to be a part of that community. The music is by and large the biggest draw to our crowd, but then the community and the brethren and, you know, the brotherhood and the friendship that has all kind of cultivated within the community that comes to the festival every year, that is what is so sort of uplifting and inspiring about it, you know.
It really is. I mean, you can sense it when you talk to people, both musicians and audience members. They will not miss this event. It doesn't matter if it's 100 degrees.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're right. Seeing how our summer's been back and forth and, you know, on our weather, we're hoping for the best weather. But you're right. People just get so excited. And this year with the change, you know, it's going to be a different sort of atmosphere and flavor for people. But we want to cultivate the exact same sense of community and kind of belonging to anyone that enjoys this kind of music. And it's the broad American spectrum of music. You know, it's everything from traditional to a little more rock influenced, a little more jazz influenced at times. You know, you've kind of find a little bit of everything throughout the weekend, and we want it to be open for every single person that enjoys that.
Well, let's talk about this big move. Smale Park.
Smale Park,
yeah. That's big leagues.
It is. Well, it's a completely different kind of atmosphere for us. Just various things led us to feel like now was the time to go ahead and make a move. We've been in Friendship, Indiana for 8 years. It's such a wonderful, wonderful community of people down there in Indiana that have had us and made us family, and we appreciate them so much, and we hope to be able to just take that vibe and bring it back into Cincinnati and down on the river, you know. Tall Stacks was a very big influence for the directors of The Beard, and this is our way to sort of pay homage to that. Peter Rowan, I know a couple of the directors, that the first time they ever saw Peter Rowan was at Tall Stacks, and we have the pleasure of having him back here on the riverfront this year for the festival. So it's those little touches that we really want to harken back to and kind of bring that excitement back into downtown.
People used to camp in Friendship, Indiana. Will they be camping at Smale Park?
There will be no camping at Smale Park. I think the city would frown upon that. So there are various options around town, and I do know that there are people getting ready to set up their own camps, but that part is definitely different. The tribal feeling of camping with your friends, unfortunately, we can't do that downtown. But we look to, first of all, maybe bring some of that back throughout the year in some smaller ways. But this one's just going to be a party on the river.
And another feature of Whispering Beard has always been jam sessions.
Yeah. Well, now we can certainly do that. We're partnering up with Mike's Music a couple different ways. He's one of our stage sponsors, and we're going to have a jam tent on the festival grounds. We're going to have instruments down there. You can come up, bring a couple of your friends, sit around and pick, do some picking and some singing. And so we're going to try to keep that going as well.
Any chains?
Yeah, I'll tote the chains along for sure.
My guest is Casey Campbell talking about this year's Whispering Beard Folk Festival. Big move from Friendship, Indiana to Smale Park down on the riverfront. So who is on the bill this year and how many stages?
We technically have two stages, but they're right side by side. And so we are able to keep our flow really tight. We keep it down to about 10 to 15 minutes between our acts, even as the evening goes on. So two stages technically, but just one giant experience, really. This year, we've got over 30 bands. Headliners include Ryan Bingham, the great sort of Texas country guy, Grammy winner and Oscar winner as well. And M. Ward, this will be his first appearance in Cincinnati, I believe. He's a great indie folk artist from the Pacific Northwest. The Felice Brothers, we're very excited about those guys, a pretty great American rock outfit. And then some wonderful locals, Reverend Peyton and his band is coming in for their first appearance at the Beard. Locals Maria Corelli will be back at the Beard this year. John R. Miller and the Engine Lights from Lexington, we're really excited about those guys. So like I said, it's a little bit of everything from the old time, Peter Rowan, one of the pioneers of sort of jam folk and jam grass, you know, and everything from that traditional side all the way up to the modern kind of rock era we're going to have down this year.
See, I was going to ask you if it's a requirement to have a beard to perform there, but you mentioned Maria Corelli.
That's
and,
right.
You know,
that's
Breezy right. singing with Reverend
that's right.
Peyton, so I guess
that's right. The Wild Reeds, it's their first time. It's a great female-led band, and so, yep, beards are not required. It's never a bad idea. We'll have some for purchase down there, too, so if you come without and you change your mind, we'll help you out there, too.
What are your considerations when you put the lineup together, Casey?
Well, our main focus in the music that we bring to the Beard is music that touches us in some way and excites us in some way. That's everything from the locals that have come through, and some of them have been with us for a long time. The Tillers were a very big inspiration to Matt Wobnitz, who was sort of the pioneer of the Beard and started the very first one. He believed in their music. He believed in the music of Frontier Folk Nebraska, who are also Hall of Famers for the Beard. And so it's music that has led him or led us to speak out and say, we've got to bring these guys. I mean, it's something that excites us, you know, and that's always been the deal. And genre can bend, and we've gotten out of the box in various ways, and we'll continue to do that if it excites us, you know. M. Ward is a little more on the indie side of our clientele who we've had up to now, but he's someone that we've always been so excited about when it comes to his music. And so now we can bring that and personalize it, you know, to our audience.
Another feature of Whispering Beard is it's really quite affordable, isn't it?
It is. We've always wanted to keep it affordable. Our weekend passes and daily passes are about as cheap as you're going to find for a three-day festival. This year, unfortunately, with the change in camping, you know, the idea of bringing your own food and your own beverages in, that has all changed, but we are promising to keep it as affordable as we can and to give people, you know, options to not have to break the bank. It's never been about trying to break the bank on people. It's always been about getting the people who want to be there, there.
And food and beverages available for sale at the event?
They are, yep. Yep, we'll have a great big old food and beverage village this year. One of our primary sponsors, Fretboard Brewing from up in Blue Ash, will be down and in full force, along with a bunch of other great local eats as well. We're really excited. Eli's Barbecue and Revolution Rotisserie and places like that.
Is this a family-friendly event?
Always, always. Yep, we have a kids village. We'll have kids programming throughout the day, some puppet shows, some interactive workshops and music lessons with kids. And Smail Park is very kid-friendly already with their great little interactive garden there for children. And so we're going to utilize that and build our kid village around that. So can't remember, I believe it's kids 6 and under or 8 and under are free, especially little ones, wee ones. Strap them on and bring them out, you know. Put them on your hip and bring the whole family.
What about my pet iguana?
Well, you're going to have to leave him at home, unfortunately. We love pets, and I love them more than anybody, but it makes for a little better experience for all involved when we don't involve the pets.
That's not the kind of beard we want.
That's exactly right.
Whispering Beard Folk Festival is a rain or shine event.
It is a rain or shine event, and we've been so lucky for every year except for just a couple with that down in Friendship, Indiana. Now, of course, we're out of the valley and back into the Ohio Valley, so we'll see what the weather holds, but we're going to be down there regardless.
It's a big move down to Smail Park. Do you have goals for future festivals? Do you want to expand the event to other cities?
Well, there's been talk about that, and I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. With this move, we're all just really putting our efforts into trying to put a terrific event on this year because we want to build a stable base. And like I said, bring back this sort of Tall Stacks feel to the riverfront. And I think that's one thing we may want to expand on. This year, we're including a riverboat cruise during the day and some shows specifically for the riverboat. And our late night shows, which were always in the barn, are now on the riverboat. And so come the festival shutdown, we'll have one last hurrah on the river every night. So, you know, these little things, we want to build that atmosphere and start there, and who knows where we'll go from there.
You weren't kidding about the Tall Stacks influence.
No, not at all.
That's a great idea.
Not at all.
Loving
yeah.
it. Born in a little town called Friendship, Indiana, the Whispering Beard Folk Festival provides sanctuary for the scruffy, a return to what made music festivals of yesteryear so much fun, and it feels more like a family reunion than a ticketed event. Whispering Beard delivers sights and sounds along the Ohio River for 3 days in August. Smail Park, First time ever there, August 22nd, 23rd, 24th. For a link to festival information, including ticket and artist information, visit our website, wvxu.org. Been talking with Casey Campbell. I forgot to ask you, Casey, you're a musician. You're going to be playing at the festival?
We will. The Buffalo Wobs and the Price Hole Hustle will be the late night show on Friday.
You've been singing at the ballpark, any?
I have. Sang in July at the ballpark, and it was always a terrific experience singing with the Reds.
Love hearing you. For a link to Casey's music as well, you can visit our website, wvxu.org. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Dion.